1 Timothy chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and his doctrine isn't blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brothers, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teaches otherwise and doesn't agree with wholesome words, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine that is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, from which come envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputes by men of corrupt minds who don't have the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw yourself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, let us be content with that. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and hell. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted for, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee those things and follow righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, take hold on eternal life, to which you are also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give you commandment in the sight of God, who makes all things alive, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, living in the light, that no man can approach, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge those who are rich in this world not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, so that they do good, so that they are rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation for the future, so that they'll take hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which has been committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.